showed him present and future kingdoms, the present kingdom of Babylon, the future kingdom of the Medes and the Persians, Greece, Rome, and a future kingdom that has not yet even arrived, the revived Roman Empire. God showed him future kingdoms in the form of England, Russia, the United States, and the one world empire under the future Antichrist. God showed all that to Daniel. God showed him Darius the Mede, and Alexander the Great, the Greek, and he showed him the little horn, the Antichrist. God gave him revelationary material about that great serpent of Revelation chapter 12, Satan, the devil, the dragon, Lucifer. God brought Daniel's friends through the fiery furnace. He brought Daniel through a den of lions. God showed Daniel a vision concerning Nebuchadnezzar and the great tree that we studied last week. And Daniel is praying, and because he's agonizing before the Lord in prayer, because he's confessing his sin and getting things really right with God, God is about to show him the greatest of all the material. What Daniel has seen so far is elementary compared to what Daniel is about to see. God is about to show Daniel the ultimate final persecution upon the Jews, God's people, and he's about to show them some coming wars that have not taken place yet, but we can see them formulating on every side. God shows Daniel about Russia invading Palestine, and that day that Daniel forecasted thousands of years ago is in our very near future, and all the signs are there. God showed Daniel many wonderful, marvelous things that we'll be studying in the next 2-3 weeks, but dear friend, God didn't show Daniel any of those things until he got himself just right with the Lord. You know, the Lord's not going to show you a whole lot until you get right with him either. Until you confess your sin and agonize before him the way Daniel did. And some of you need to learn a lot, too. We all need to learn a lot, but there are some in particular who need to learn a whole lot. Some young people here that think they've learned all there is to know about life. Someday when you're in the junk heap of humanity, you're going to say like the prodigal son, "I wish I'd have sat up and listened to my father." You're going to say, "I wish I knew." God's not going to show you another cotton-picking thing about your life until you get your sin confessed and straight. God will not do another thing for you. And you're praying to the Lord, and you're agonizing, you're saying, oh my God, dear friend, you're wasting your time, you might as well save your breath, because God is going to turn a deaf ear towards you until you approach God the way Daniel approached God.